Task 3.
You will hear several people talking. After each extract, choose the heading that best summarizes what you hear. There is one heading you will not need. You will hear the extracts just once. Extract 0 is an example. Now read the headings.
Extract 0.
It's about a married couple called Celestial and Roy. When the book opens, they've been married about a year. They love each other very much, but they don't have the best relationship. After an argument, Roy leaves the motel room that they're staying in to go and get some ice. On the way back, he discovers a woman who needs his help, so he helps her because he's a decent guy. Then later that night, that woman is assaulted, and when the police come, she identifies her assailant as Roy. We know he did not commit this crime, but the police take him away and later the court system send him down. This is about what it's like being at the mercy of the racist judicial system in the States.
Extract number 1.
This is another really short one. This is 182 pages. I read this in one sitting. I couldn't put it down. It was so, so good. So in this book, we're following our main character, Jenna, and Jenna is dead. So she is a ghost. But the way the world works in here is that if you die before your time, then you need to work off the remaining years that you would have had. Do you know what I mean? So Jenna died really young, but she wasn't supposed to die that young. I believe that she took her life. She was supposed to live longer than that. So now she's brought back.
Extract number 2.
This is a non-fiction book where Lula is looking at the life of her grandmother, who's called Elizabeth. Lula was given a book of lists that Elizabeth had written by her mother. Lula also had access to Elizabeth's diaries. So using both the diaries and the lists, she's tried to write a book about her life. But like with Mrs. Gaskell and me, it's not just about Elizabeth's life. It's about Lula's journey in discovering who Elizabeth was and talking about losing her mother at the same time that she's discovering her grandmother.
Extract number 3.
So this one follows Cassidy Blake, whose parents are kind of paranormal detectives, and they've actually just been offered a TV deal to go to Edinburgh and create a TV show about ghost hunting. What her parents don't know is that Cassidy actually can see ghosts, and so going to Edinburgh, which is dubbed one of the most haunted cities in the world, poses quite a problem for her. I read this book in about 2 hours, which never happens, but obviously it's quite a small book, it's a middle grade, easy to read in that sense, but also it's just addictive. There's something about Victoria Schwab writing which is so addictive to read, and as I said before, the atmosphere in this is just perfect. It very much has the spooky atmosphere that you would expect with ghost hunting and ghostly stories.
Extract number 4.
This is a fictional book about, I think, 9 different women, and I'm pretty sure it's in the UK, mostly women of colour and of different sexual orientations, and just kind of like dives into each of their lives, I think. I'm not really sure what actually happens, but it's been raved about by many people, and it's just a beautiful book. It sounds exactly like the sort of thing I will like, and I think it reads like a non-fiction. It feels like you're reading about real people's lives, and I'm sure, you know, on some level you are, so.
Extract number 5.
To Cambridge. I think she wants to get into Cambridge, and then at the same time she's a really big fan of this podcast that she draws fan art for, and she meets the person who does this podcast. And I know the plot doesn't necessarily sound super interesting, but it's not really about the plot, it's mostly about the characters and the themes. I would recommend this if you want to read a YA contemporary that is not about romance, but instead about a beautiful friendship.
Extract number 6.
So in this book, in this series, we are following kids who have traveled to different worlds, different fantastical worlds, and these worlds fit them perfectly, and it's their home. But for whatever reason, they get thrown back into the reality, into our real world, and they have a really hard time coping. And so there is this school that they go to called Eleanor West's Home for Wayward Children, where they go to be around other kids who have experienced the same things that they have and understand what they're going through, and also, you know, wait for their door to open again.
Extract number 7.
So Miriam is a French-Moroccan lawyer, and she decides to go back to work after having 2 children, and she and her husband find this woman, Louise, who will look after her children. And at the beginning, we read about Louise murdering these children. So this book is about the lead up to that. As I said, it is a character study. It's about what Louise is thinking. And I just basically inhaled this book. There are a few things that I think made me love this book even more. I have read other books that Sam Taylor has translated and adored them. I think if you're a translator, you also need to be a fantastic writer as well. And Sam Taylor is definitely that.
Extract number 8.
This one is a historical fiction, but it's set for children or a middle grade audience. So it's set during the Second World War, and it follows a doll maker who creates a doll, and she actually comes to life. During this book, they set out on an endeavour to save their Jewish friends. Now, I will say that the grim atmosphere that the war would bring to a story is very much evident in this book. You can't really escape it. But I do think that the whimsical, magical side of this very much counteracts it and gives it the perfect balance for children to be able to read a historical fiction. And even though I didn't read a book like this when I was younger, it just felt so nostalgic. I absolutely sped through it. Obviously, it's aimed towards a younger audience, so it's quicker to read in that respect anyway.
This is the end of task 3 and the end of the listening test.